Today, I'm joined by Bulletin publisher Richard Coltharp. Thanks for joining us. Let's begin with the cover and the beautiful photo on the cover of this week's Bulletin.
This is actually a paper from the future. The date says Friday, November 29th. I'm holding it in my hands. It's already printed. And most of you have already received them, but it is Friday's paper. It's our Thanksgiving edition. Stephanie Guadian, who works at Electronic Caregiver, took a beautiful photograph from the 10th floor of that building of the rainbow last week. And I saw it and said, could we run it? And I just think it represents the day.
And there's more to Thanksgiving inside.
Right. We have several columns that touch on the holidays. We have our bottom line, the Chamber of Commerce publication, and Debbie Moore in there talks about finding the magic moments of the holiday. There's an article in there about self-care, about finding time to exercise and clear your head during all the company and all the food and all that. Father Gabriel Rochelle kind of writes a historical perspective on Thanksgiving. But anyway, there's lots of little tidbits for the holiday.
You mentioned Father Gabriel Rochelle, and there's actually a new minister in town.
Right. In our religion section, our reporter Mike Cook does a profile on Carolyn Wilkins, who's the new minister at Wellspring Church. A fascinating person and an interesting story. She's been all over the place, and the first question of the article is, why Las Cruces? Why God? Why New Mexico? And then she explains how it is she got here, and she's glad she did.
And moving over to arts and events that are happening throughout the course of the holiday weekend.
Well, our arts and entertainment section is chock full of all the different sales. There's the Holiday Bazaar for La Casa, lots of events, concerts, and plays. And then there's also a movie that's going to be shown. The movie Devil's Mistress was made 50 years ago this week, 1969, and it was the first movie made in Las Cruces, and they're going to have a showing of it at the Rio Grande Theater on Thursday, December 5th. And we've got a great article about this guy, Buddy Wanzer, who was the director of the movie, a fascinating guy ahead of his time. And it was a really neat read.
I only saw the movie poster, and it looks wonderfully horrible.
It's classic. One documentary person describes it as a classic, you know, originator of the term acid Western. That intrigues me, just that in and of.
And downtown is constantly changing in Las Cruces, and that's a good thing. It seems to be changing for the better all the time, and that's with a lot of help from a lot of talented people.
Right, and there's an article we have in this week's paper on page 20 about the Facade Squad. This is a project involving the Downtown Las Cruces Partnership and many others who want to paint the fronts of these buildings. So this is actually the section on Compo, across from the federal building, that could use a little love, and it looks like they're getting it.
And a little love for the Aggie volleyball team, WAC champions.
Oh, man, they ran the table in the regular season, finished 16-0, and then they swept the conference tournament. They're 27-3. They've won 19 in a row. They're in the NCAA tournament, but we don't know who they play yet. That selection show will be Sunday, December 1st. So, wishing Coach Mike Jordan and his Aggies, who also had the Player of the Year, Megan Hart, and several first-team players. And then there's also basketball. The men's basketball team plays on Tuesday against UTEP.
So, it's the second battle of it seems like they all came really close to one another this year, basketball, and unfortunately it didn't go the Aggies' way the first time, which was surprising.
Yeah.
But thankfully it did go the Aggies' way when it came to the football game, and now they'll get their revenge on Tuesday.
Right, and the Aggies right now, as we record this, it's the day before Thanksgiving. They're playing in the Cayman Islands tournament. By the time you hear this, you may know if we won the tournament or not, but we were in the finals. So
I saw Aggies, the voice of the Aggies, Jack Nixon, do his Facebook update, and I was a little envious. Indeed.
Oh, Cayman Islands, Las Cruces in the rain.
It's a beautiful day in Las Cruces, a beautiful Thanksgiving. Richard, have a good one. Go eat some turkey now.
I will. Thank you so much, Casey. Happy Thanksgiving.